Okay, I'm sorry.
This is for the road for Michael and Matthew, it's in the street number 2578. Mr. Matthew brings his rent to the hearing, to the hearing today. So we'll conduct it without his presence. Mr. Matthew is serving a hearing home and is serving a life sentence for murder. His sentence began on April 21st, 1964, when he was 17 years of age. And he was taken to prison on August 20th, 1992. And he has served 54 years in prison on his sentence. Mr. Matthews was certified for this hearing on September 1st, 2018. He has been before the jury 57 times. 8 times for commutations, with one being given to the governor on October 6th, 1986, but the governor denied it. There were two hearings listed in 1990, they were both listed in type, but still they were demanded. So they were very unclear. On March 3rd, 1992, Mr. Matthews was granted a next consecutive sentence, which involved a conviction for promoting proven contraband while he was serving in prison. Then on October 8th, 1992, Mr. Matthews was granted home arrest. So on October 8th, 1993, it was revoked. Mr. Matthews has refused to appear for about half of his hearings and has waived this report. Mr. Matthews has waived the programming and note 6, 806. Mr. Matthews has two major discipline matters in his entire time in prison and only 6 tickets that he was found guilty of, since 2015. Mr. Matthews pled guilty to second-degree murder for the kidnap of the victim by means of for the killing of the victim by means of beating his badly wounded to death. The offense was committed very brutally, causing extensive injuries in the process of killing the victim. There was sexual assault committed after the victim was beaten and stabbed, though she was most likely dead by that time. Mr. Matthews killed many animals, including cats, dogs, horses, and cows, while he was juvenile, mostly by beating them to death. At the time of the incident offense, he was described as a psychopathic killer that might strike again at any time. Based on the information of the crime and Mr. Matthews' history, or has been incarcerated, I'm going to deny him whether parole or home arrest or after the discharge at this time. Serious and violent offense, loss of human life, serious and deviant offense, crime to the victim, age of the victim, she was elderly, serious bodily injuries, insulting behavior. Lack of programming. Verbal release plan. No family community support. And because of the date of the crime, it would be 6 months before he's eligible again. Anything else that we would have?
No, sir.
Okay, that would have been discharged.